I spent that morning inside the mind of a madman, or a genius, or maybe outside of what Lawless refers to as the hive mind, the spirit that guides millions of heedless citizens through the aimless acts of everyday life. The mess on my office table was a treasure trove of oddities and information, Xeroxed copies of wanted posters, guest lists to conservative political fundraisers, blueprints of corporate offices and police stations. Red Tuesday's newsletter had detailed information about the movements of certain kill-kills using their animal code names, like bear, ringed hornet, and mink. She was less forthcoming about certain saboteurs fighting for anything from ecology to the liberation of so-called political prisoners. For these groups, she merely lauded their actions and gave veiled warnings about how close they were to discovery in various cities. Lawless was right about her in the Catholic Church. She also had a box in each issue surrounded by a border of red and blue crosses in which she made tirades against Catholic crack houses paying for political campaigns and other such absurdities. Even the language was different. This article was the only one that had misspellings and bad grammar. At the back of every Red Tuesday newsletter, on page 4, was an article signed only in the initials AAL. Everything else was written by Red Tuesday. This regular column had a title, Revolutionary Notes. After flipping through about 15 issues, I found one column on Archie and the Rent. Never give an inch to the letter of the law if it means submitting to a lie. Your word is your freedom, not your bond. If you make a promise, or a promise is made to you, it is imperative that you make sure the word, regardless of what the law says, is upheld. Lies are the basis for all the many crimes that we commit every day. From petty theft to genocide, it is a lie.